This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military confirmed Thursday its forces have stormed the main hospital in southern Gaza hours after Israeli fire killed a patient and wounded six others in the complex. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The Israeli army said it was a limited operation, seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. The raid comes a day after Israel's army sought to evacuate thousands of displaced Palestinians who were seeking shelter at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis.
We have credible intelligence.
The military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages at the hospital and that the remains of hostages might still be inside. Nasser Hospital has been the latest focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser Hospital for at least a week. Surrounded by heavy fire, several people inside the compound have been killed, according to health officials. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Vladimir Putin said that Russia would prefer to see U.S. President Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
While Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies, the reasons for Putin's positive comments on President Biden are unclear. He is the more experienced person. He is predictable. He is a politician of the old formation, but we will work with any U.S. leader who the American people have confidence in. Putin's comments made during an interview with Russian state television Wednesday were unusual for Biden, a fierce critic of the Russian leader who frequently praised former President Donald Trump. Trump, meanwhile, tried to turn what the Russian leader said into his favor at a campaign rally Wednesday night, calling Putin's statement a great compliment. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. An FBI informant has been charged with lying to his handler about ties between Joe Biden and son Hunter and a Ukrainian energy company. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Prosecutors say that Alexander Smirnov falsely told FBI agents in June 2020 that executives associated with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden $5 million each in 2015 and 2016. The allegations became a flashpoint in Congress over the summer as Republicans demanded that the FBI release the unredacted form documenting the allegations. The Smirnov charges were filed by Justice Department Special Counsel David Weiss, who has separately charged Hunter Biden with firearm and tax violations. Smirnov was indicted on charges of making a false statement and creating a false and fictitious record. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Italian Senate has given final approval to an agreement with Albania to house migrants during the processing of their asylum requests. Under the five-year deal, Albania would shelter up to 3,000 migrants at a time in two centers while Italy fast-tracks their asylum requests. The right-wing government of Premier Giorgia Meloni has hailed the agreement as a sign of European solidarity, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has endorsed it. But human rights groups have expressed concern that Italy is outsourcing its international obligations. Norwegian mass killer Anders Behring Breivik lost against the state in his bid to end his isolation in prison after he argued his human rights were being violated, a court ruled on Thursday. Rachel Faber from Reuters reports.
The far-right fanatic killed 77 people, most of them teenagers, in a bombing and shooting rampage in 2011. In January, he sued the state, arguing his prison conditions violated his human rights. Breivik testified he was sorry for what he had done and broke down in tears, saying his life in prison isolation was a nightmare that left him considering suicide daily. A psychologist who co-wrote a fresh risk assessment about the killer testified a day later that he was neither depressed nor suicidal and was doing very well. The court says his sentencing conditions are not, quote, disproportionately burdensome, and that there has been no violation of his human rights. Breivik will appeal the ruling, his lawyer said. Breivik is serving a 21-year sentence, which can be extended for as long as he's deemed a threat to society.
Rachel Faber from Reuters. Elon Musk is looking to move the legal home of SpaceX to Texas from Delaware after a judge in that state voided the billionaire's $55.8 billion Tesla pay package. A certificate of conversion for Space Exploration Technology Corps was filed to reincorporate in Texas from Delaware, which became effective on Wednesday. Most corporations set up legal shop in Delaware because state law is typically favorable to corporations, and experts say the change could backfire on Musk. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.